I live in Greenwich Village, and that's on NYU campus. I live right there, so I've been recently infested with millennials. And don't get me wrong, I'm a sister, and I'm proud of their enthusiasm. Yeah, I feel the way I said it. I don't understand why at 7:30 in the morning, and it was 7:30 in the morning, there were four girls on my corner in a megaphone, no lie, would not lie, saying, "Pussy, pussy, pussy, be proud of your pussy. Don't be scared to say pussy. Be proud of your pussy. Pussy! Be proud." It was like the most annoying alarm clock ever. And I'm laying there and thinking, all right, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, God, because I don't want to discourage them. I see what they're trying to do, but they're doing it in such a stupid manner. And they have the hats on and everything. I got it. Yeah, you're feminist. That's great. But I have to say, I opened the window, and I tried so hard, and I just said, "Excuse me, can you please take your annoying pussies somewhere else?" Because for those of you who don't know, like, Greenwich Village is traditionally very avant-garde. Like, we're not frightened of that word in any way, shape, or form. There are a lot of men in Greenwich Village right now saving to buy their own pussy. Your dorm. You don't want to go far, but this, you're not doing any kind of change here, okay? I don't want to be a cunt, but get on your city bikes with your little shaved millennial badges and drive uptown somewhere. Go to, like, Kellyanne Conway. Where is she? She needs you to scream pussy at her. She's never seen it. Give her a mirror. I don't even know where you'd go. I don't know where she lives, probably in a van outside wherever Trump is. Wherever she is, go there. Or just don't scream it. Don't scream it. Like, can we get the same point across by just saying it nicely? Like, maybe as people come out of Starbucks, like, "Enjoy your macchiato, pussy. Be proud of pussy. Be proud of it." Can we have a rule, feminists? Can we have a rule like we just don't scream pussy into a megaphone before 11? I'll even meet you if you just keep it not before 11. Let me get some coffee.
Watch Lynn Coplitz, Hormonal Beast, on Netflix now.